Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We need to talk about this. This is huge and you've probably heard it. HPV causes 1 in 20 cancers worldwide, okay? And it was recently revealed that young women who were vaccinated against the HPV in their teens had up to, and listen to this, 87% lower risk of developing cervical cancer linked to the virus. This is a pretty amazing stat. So we said we chat about it a bit more in detail. So who else to get in? Well, we had to get Sarah Kearns, our resident nurse, in to chat about all things HPV. Good morning.
Hi.
How's things?
Good.
So can you just explain to people what exactly is HPV?
So HPV is what's called the human papillomavirus, and HPV. So it's a virus that about 80% of us will come in contact with during our lives.
Whoa.
So it's basically transferred from skin to skin. So whilst they kind of describe it more as a sexually acquired virus, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can get it from sex and all sorts of different sexes, but like 80% of us.
And that's when huge.
That's absolutely massive. Yeah. And when you come in contact with it, it might just disappear on its own. So you might come in contact with it, right?
And
within short, and then it just disappears. But the problem with, if it stays around, right, it can actually cause the cells to become abnormal and multiply, causing cancers. So that's what it is. So it can be really serious. Lots of people will come in, because it's no symptoms. So lots of people will come in contact with it and then never know. So they don't have any symptoms. It'll just disappear. But then other people will develop what we, you know, and that's how we heard it all through the cervical check and everything that we're going to talk about. But that's how we detect it. So there's no specific test. So you're not checked for it in a normal STD test for, you know, there's no screening process for guys, for example. So that's why the vaccine is so incredible. The WHO reckon within the next century, so in the next 80 years, we'll completely have eradicated this virus out of society by vaccinating, because the vaccination is incredible. Like there's over 20 countries in the EU and that they are vaccinating. So it's reducing cervical cancer by up to 90%. That's
so
unbelievable.
What cancers are linked to HPV?
So five out of 10 vulval cancers, 7 out of 10 vaginal cancers, but 9 out of 10 anal cancers, which
Whoa.
Is unbelievable. And an additional thing, this is when the importance of vaccinating boys, 9 out of 10 incidents of genital warts are caused by the HPV virus. So the HPV virus is actually 100 different viruses, it's just kind of an umbrella term, but 9 out of 10 incidents. So again, we might actually be able to nearly eradicate genital warts within an extended period of time, but it will happen with this vaccine. It's incredible. And if you think about the other place that HPV can cause cancers is around the mouth and, you know, the oropharynx, they call it, and they are brutal cancers. So if we could eradicate the HPV related oral cancers, imagine, it'd be incredible.
So can men get the HPV virus? We were talking about that.
They can get it, yeah. But the way women find out that they have it, right, they're screened. So when you go in for your
cervical check. Every 3 years?
So 3 years, and then it extends over 35. So at 25, at 25, you get, if you have a PPS number, right, you're automatically put on the cervical check register, right? Now, the thing that I would flag here is always remember these are computer systems that can be glitches. But 25, if you don't get called up after your 25th birthday, you need to check in, ring them and say, hey, this is my PPS number, can you just check? And there might have been a glitch. So always don't just assume it's automatically going to happen. It's meant to, that you're meant to get on the register, and you're called up every 3 years for the first 10 years. And then after 35, it's extended to 5 years. And the reason that it is because of the nearly 90% of cervical cancers being caused by this virus, and you acquire it generally in your 20s. That's when they're saying that the biggest cohort of cervical cancers caused by this virus can be caught between 25 and 35. That's a reason. And then you are meant to go, which is really interesting, for cervical checks up to 65. But I know two people who have had hysterectomies and didn't realise that they still had their cervixes and weren't going for tests.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one thing to be aware of, right up to your 65 every 5 years.
Let's talk about the vaccine. 87% lowered the risk of developing cervical cancer linked to the virus. I mean, this with getting the vaccine, the stats are huge.
Massive. Absolutely massive. So what they're doing in Ireland now, so what if you already have HPV, right? You obviously can't, there's no point in getting the vaccine per se because, you know, it may have left your body, but just say that you can't eradicate it. So what they're saying is every first year student in the whole of Ireland is offered the HPV vaccine free of charge. So whatever age you are, maybe it's 11, 12, right? So as soon as you enter first year in school, it's three jabs, right? So and they're spaced out, but basically a team of nurses will come into your school. They'll offer it to you. You talk about it as a family, do your own research, like with all vaccines, and make sure you're comfortable. But that's what they're offering, boys and girls, and they're saying pre-sexual activity. So if they can get you in, get the vaccine, and then you're immune from getting HPV. And that's what they're saying. If they can just get that cohort, that age group, then going forward, it lasts at least up to 10 years that they're saying, you know, up until then, that they won't get HPV, which is incredible.
Okay, we're going to talk more about the vaccine and boys getting it, side effects that are known, all that kind of stuff. We need to take a quick break. If you have any questions for Sarah, get them into me now, 51552. Okay, Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM Morning. We are talking about the HPV vaccine because it's just been, well, it was announced a couple of weeks ago that young women who were vaccinated against the HPV virus in their teens had up to an 87% lower risk of developing cervical cancer linked to the virus. Nurse Sarah Kearns is here to discuss. We've talked a lot about it already, but we want to talk about the vaccine in particular now. So when is the best time to get the vaccine? It is teens.
Teens, early teens. So first year in school, that's the best time. But what you can do is just say, for example, this is a family history of cervical cancer, for example, okay? You can go and get tested for HPV at that stage. So private clinics do it, go and talk to your GP. You might get a cervical check done at that stage. They test for HPV and just say you come back negative for having HPV, then it might be an option then at that stage, no matter what age you are. You could be 30 or whatever, it doesn't matter. And you might be, it might be eligible then for the vaccine at that stage. But you need to find out that you definitely don't have it. About 80% of us come in contact with at some stage in our lives, which is so massive. So you need to go and get tested for it. Some private clinics test for it, and they will actually do the vaccine as well. You can get the vaccine privately. So it's three different jabs, €230. Generally speaking, the general price is €230 a vaccine. So you have to get it over an extended period of time, but three different. You can get it, so about €690 to get it done privately. But you just need to find out, you need to get tested for HPV first.
Yeah, good point. Somebody just texted me saying, Jen, just listen to you now. Got my kids vaccinated when they were 13. It cost us €500 at the time. Hearing those stats, it's the best money we ever spent.
Absolutely. The thoughts of nearly eradicating cervical
really
cancer.
They're really horrible like that. And, you know, you said the huge one is anus cancer and vulva. And
these are really brutal,
painful, awful cancers, yeah. We're talking about. We were talking when we were in the ad break there that I was asking you about side effects, and you said, well, on social media there has been some chat.
Yes, about side effects. So there's no known, so WHO are saying, listen, this is a really safe vaccine. They're saying this is a very simple processed vaccine. It's millions and millions and millions of doses of this vaccine have been given, millions across the world.
Okay.
So they're saying it's a very simple vaccine based on the virus, okay? But I, like with any vaccine, do research, but you need to go to the best source. So go to the HSE website, go to the cervical checked website, do really good research for your own peace of mind and do research, but just be careful with anything with vaccines, the source of your information. But according to the WHO, this is an extraordinarily safe vaccine to get.
Important to remember, the vaccine doesn't treat existing infections. We mentioned that as well, but it's important to say that.
Yeah, absolutely. So go get checked for the HPV.
And it's now it's not the smear anymore, it's now the cervical check because they check for the HPV.
And then if that's present, the check for the abnormal cells on your cervix.
So it's very accessible. It is expensive. Hopefully it gets cheaper.
Privately. So it's free of charge given to the, it's a sort of a nationwide campaign. So it's free of charge if you give it to the teenagers in first year in school. But if it is expensive, I mean, €690. I mean, you could split the cost €230 over, you know, over the extended period of time. But it isn't cheap. It is what it does though for you is so extraordinary.
Incredible.
It's such an incredible vaccine. It really is. Like, to think that 90% of cervical checks cervical cancers would be eliminated. But that's why getting your smear test, or formerly smear test, your cervical check done every 3 to 5 years is so important, because there's still 1 in 10 cancers, causes of cancers are still there. So even though the HPV, even if you're vaccinated, the HPV cervical cancers will be gone. You still do have a chance of developing cervical cancer through another source.
So go get yourself checked.
Really,
really important information, and good for you to know. And if you have any concerns, like Sarah said, go to a reliable source if you want to do any research on the HPV vaccine.
Talk to your GP.
Talk to your GP.
And then when it comes just to getting on the register for getting your free of charge cervical check done, you just, always just remember, it's a computer system. If you are 25 and you're 6 months in, you still haven't heard, you haven't been called up,
get in touch.
Do you know they had a lovely thing during the summer? Did you hear that? So if you get called up for your cervical check, right, test, that you bump 3 friends. So you nominate 3 friends and you contact 3 friends. Say, hey, are you due a smear? What about looking into that?
Good idea.
I heard of somebody, a social media doctor, who was saying recently that, very interesting, she got her letter through the post saying you're due your next cervical check, right? And then, so she was away on holidays, and they actually, then she moved house and the letter got lost, and she said she actually missed one of her checks, right? And she said the next one then came back with abnormal cells. So when you get abnormal cells, that they'll bring you in, you'll be examined by a specialist nurse and a doctor, and then they'll grade the cells, and you could potentially result in getting what's called a colposcopy, which is the burning off of the abnormal cells off your cervix, right up to what we call a Letts procedure. And if it is advanced, you might have to have more kind of substantial surgeries. So it's really important to nip it in the bud, get your checks when they're due.
Text in, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2005 whilst I was 4 months pregnant. Aww. I was due my smear test, but due to my pregnancy, I didn't have it done. My daughter is 16 now and I can't recommend the vaccine enough. Someone else says, hi Jen, both my girls have been vaccinated in school. Lifesaver. This year I tested positive for HPV with my smear. I've attended the clinic to get the cells burned off. I wouldn't want any woman to go through this. Hello, I went for my routine smear and the HPV virus was detected with no abnormal changes to the cells. I have to return in 1 year, but I've been extremely anxious and worried since I received my results. Thank you both for having this chat. I recently had my cervical check done at the request of my GP due to issues. A well-known hospital tried not once but twice to cancel my appointment, telling me I didn't need investigating. Luckily for me, my wonderful GP pushed for a full examination, which found grade 2-3 changes in cells. I then had the procedure completed. My main point is that it's so important to get checked regularly.
Absolutely, just look after you. And it's such an accessible assessment of your cervix. It's an incredible thing. It's really like you'll get the letter in. It's really obvious. Put it on the fridge. Make the appointment. And also, you don't have to go to your GP to get. You know, you can go anywhere. So you could ring, just say a well woman's clinic anywhere. Just say you're renting house, just say you're new to an area. You can go anywhere and present. You can ring any GP practice, any well woman's clinic. You don't have to go to your regular place and say, hey, I'm due my smear, and they'll book you appointment.
Is there any advantage to getting it? Let's say you're due a cervical check in, you know, a year's time, but you're concerned of, is there any advantage in going and getting it done sooner?
Absolutely. Any concerns whatsoever, go to your GP. So for example, we were talking, I have a friend who started bleeding after sex. She's done lots of TV and stuff. She's an incredible campaigner, but she at 24, so she wasn't registered on the register yet, and she ended up having cervical cancer, and she had to have a hysterectomy at 25. It's absolutely unbelievable. Any concerns whatsoever, go to your GP, and then they might bring forward your cervical, recommend you to go to maybe a clinic in Holles Street or whatever to get assessed. It's really, so any abnormal, so any pain, any bleeding, breakthrough bleeding, for example, on your periods, anything abnormal that is anything that you are, you say to yourself, even for a second, this is abnormal, get it checked.
Just listening to the segment about HPV and delighted to hear that finally oral cancers are being spoken about as being caused by HPV strains, not taken away from anal, vaginal, etc. But for such a long time, these head and neck cancers caused by HPV strains haven't been spoken about. The lady, Sarah, you have on speaking is right. These head and neck cancers are terrible. I used to work in that area. This is a great segment. Sarah, thank you so much for coming
in.
That is nurse Sarah Kearns and founder of handsonhealth.ie. Go and check it out. Thanks a million, as always. We will be back again with Sarah to talk about anything that concerns you. So if you have any suggestions, anything that you would like Sarah to talk about, she is training on sex ed now, don't you know?
I'm starting my course tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm going to explain to you during after this now the difference between a vulva and a vagina. Wait for it.
Oh,
we will.
Can't wait. Thanks, Sarah. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.